The scripture today is John 1, chapter 1, verse 1 through 18. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in darkness, and in darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "There was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thank my sister in Christ for sharing those words. Thank you. Would you please join with me in prayer? We thank you, Lord, and we thank you for so many things, for your word of hope, for your presence, and for your guidance. We open ourselves right now to how your Holy Spirit will fill us. And it's in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, that we pray. Amen. Last week, we talked a bit about where our attention should be and how easy it is to get distracted. I think I told you about the experience of following our brother in Christ, who I thought was having a lot of problems, or maybe even having some sort of emergency, driving along half on the road, half off the road. Then I realized all it was he was playing with a new Christmas toy, his little guiding thing, GPS unit, and the person beside him was going like this. I don't know if it was in prayer or what she was doing. Distractions, obviously, can take us away from what we should be concentrating on. And certainly there are distractions that take us away from our focus on God. Sometimes it's the church calendar that brings us back to what we should be focusing on. And sometimes it's a day in the church calendar that brings our focus back onto God. Now, today, this very day, you should feel blessed because it's Epiphany Sunday. Happy Epiphany! It doesn't have the same ring as Merry Christmas, does it? Or Happy Easter. Nonetheless, it is one of the key moments in the church calendar for Christians, because this is the truth of Epiphany Sunday. God came in skin, dwelt among us, and hasn't left. That's pretty powerful, isn't it? Certainly, as I'd mentioned earlier, on another Sunday, having a baby, oh, that's so nice. I saw a picture that a grandmother showed me in first service of her new grandbaby. Can you imagine a grandmother or grandfather being proud of a new grandchild? Can you imagine that? And just wanting to show you a picture of those kind of chubby cheeks, and you know, and somebody else said, oh, those cheeks are just ready for kissing. Yeah. And yet, again, the baby grows. And maybe someplace along in that life, you're not necessarily looking at those cheeks and saying they're ready for kissing. The baby Jesus grew. And my feeling is, my sense is that as he continued to share, and as he continued to stretch all of those who heard and continued to teach, he brought a word of challenge as well. Certainly, love and grace are at the basis of everything that Christ brought, but also challenge and growth and being stretched. You see, that's what God wants us to do, is grow. God wants us to recognize that in the challenges of life, that's when we grow the most. And indeed, we are stretched and we are able to have more space then for God's joy and love to fill us. Not only in our lives, but for those lives around us. In the form of Jesus, God came with skin on. And God's infinite reconciliation entered into time and space. In this gospel that we just heard, this passage we just heard, we heard some words: light, life, glory, truth. All of those are key elements in the gospel of John. And Jesus puts skin on all of those. I want you to think about something with me. What words does your life put skin on? What words does your life put skin on? Resentment? Anger? Bitterness? Or does your life put skin on these words? Hope, love, salvation. People see you as modern day disciples, as the gospel with skin on might be the only Bible that they see. And even if you don't find yourself worthy of it, or you don't think that you are ready to be someone that shares the gospel, maybe you feel that you're in a season of needing to be filled by God. You're in a season of being grown by God. Nonetheless, wherever you're at, God can use that. You see, in Jesus, we see how God truly is. And what a gift that is. So many times in being called into servanthood, ministry, God has placed people in front of me, and they've talked about wanting to be able to see God more clearly. And they've talked about wanting to be able to experience God more clearly. If I could just get a word from God, or hear from God, or see God at action in my life. And inevitably, what our conversation turns to is that God has probably already been at work. It's just we haven't always been aware of it, or maybe open to it, the way that God has blessed us. Ever think back in your life at this point right now, and thought about a time whenever you really wanted to be able to see God at work, and then reflected a little bit more and a little bit deeper and realized God was there? God was present? Anybody have that experience? You don't have to raise your hand. Just smile. I certainly have. And what a wonderful joy, what a wonderful blessing that is. Kind of a surprise that God gives us throughout our days. And it could be a very common day. It could be a very nonchalant kind of day. And we're driving along or doing something or doing something very mundane. And all of a sudden, there's an awareness, there's an epiphany, if you will, of God with skin on in our lives, being at work. And we remember how he did that, how he blessed us, how his touch was upon us. You know, for us, there is a challenge when we look at the Gospel of John. It works in a lot of imagery. It's probably the most mystical of the Gospels. Light and life, and in the beginning was the Word, Word with a capital W. What does that all mean? Well, it means that God works beyond what we can always understand. We're not always going to understand how God works. And so in the beginning of time, before anything else, God was. And the Word was. And God started speaking into creation. In Genesis, when we look at that in the Bible, God speaks and something happens. Well, God continues to speak. God continues to create. And in the form of Jesus, God reminds us that the ones that he's creating the most in, the ones that he continues to work in, and the ones that his hands are upon all the time, molding and shaping, just like the great potter, are all of us. That continues to be profound for me. Now, maybe it's because I'm supposed to think about these things as a minister. But it's profound for me as a Christian, as a child of God, as somebody who's been made by God. First of all and foremost, what is God like? What God is truly is like? There's this story that's offered by Dr. William Barclay, who tells of a little girl who, when she was confronted with some of the more bloodthirsty and savage parts of the Old Testament, anybody ever struggle with that? Okay, I'm not the only one. When she read that, she was trying to think about how God could let that happen, felt called upon to offer some explanation in defense of God. And she said, in explaining those parts of the Old Testament, that happened before God became a Christian. Jesus gives us the clearest picture of God. God didn't become a Christian. God came in the form of Christ and offered us a whole new way of living. So even when we struggle with distractions, even when we struggle with how we are called to live as representatives of God, even when we struggle with what words we're putting skin on as our lives live to the glory of God, we know that God is going to use us where we're at. Where you're at right now, God is wanting to use you, work through you. A story from 9/11 reminds us that God works in some of the most challenging places and people who never expect it. There was a candid shot of people running out of the World Trade Center while grim-faced firemen in full gear ran back into the building. One woman said that she was running out of the building. She turned and looked at the firemen going up the stairs, and one of the firemen turned and looked back at her just in a moment. Their glances connected. And she said at that moment of eye contact, his face was transformed into the face of Christ. She said, "It was a transforming experience I will never forget." It happens, and it reminds us that at a time like that of incredible evil and hatred and destruction, God still is at work. My friends, the word of hope today is we do not live in a God-forsaken world. Amen? We do not live in a world that is absent of God. We do not live in a world where God is not at work. And the joy and excitement of it, the power of it, ready or not, is that God wants you to be His love with skin on in His world. We have a celebration this morning. We have a celebration of communion. If I could have the communion servers please come forward at this time, those who are going to be serving communion. And as we think about these elements this morning, and if we think about what God did through these elements of grace, what a phenomenal thing to know. This is another tangible way that we experience God and His love. We taste of God's goodness, literally. On the night in which Jesus gathered with His friends, He broke bread. He offered it to them. You're welcome. And He offered these words. He said, "This is not simply bread broken, something for your stomachs. This is My body broken, so that you can be My representatives in the world. You can be My representatives in the world." And then after the supper, He poured out the cup. And as He did, He held it aloft and reminded them that this was not simply wine, but this was His blood shed in sacrifice, but also in redemption, to redeem all of those who accept the saving relationship with God through Him. The blood of Christ poured out for you for the redeeming of your sins to make you new. All are welcome to receive the elements of communion. This is an open table. After the servers have been offered the elements of grace, you will be directed to come forward by the ushers.